6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Fireball.
Fireball, man. All right, guys. Welcome to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast. I am Gary. Steve, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing fireballish.
You know
what? I'm doing fine.
You know what today, what today is? What episode, I should say, we're recording here? You know what number this is?
Yes, I do.
Yes. What is it?
75.
Three quarters of a century. Yeah. So we're definitely rocking and rolling,
1975,
guys.
1975 was memorable.
Was it? How old are you? We don't date you.
A year before 1976.
Yeah. And a year after 74. Yeah. Deep thought. Shallow thoughts are right off the bat. Look at that, guys.
Which was millennial, right? Celebration?
76. Yes. 250th is next year, 26. So. Welcome everybody to the Robo Bros podcast.
Welcome.
And I are going to get you in and out tonight. We have a holiday special, sort of. Thanksgiving is up around the corner here. We will go over some best whiskeys, best choices for the holiday, depending on what scenario, whether you're your family. And Steve is already doing the drums here. So it depends on what scenario you're in for the Thanksgiving, what's the best maybe whiskey you should bring over or share. Yeah. And then also we'll talk about some hunting stories. Steve was up north.
Hunting drinking.
Yeah, to our social, if you've been paying attention to our social media accounts, we've had a little happy opening day for the Michigan Whitetail Firearm Hunters. So Steve will recap that for us. And then also Shallow Thoughts. And maybe Steve has a bottle or two he wants to tell us about too. And searching, so there it is in a bow tie it up.
I do. Yeah, I gotta remember what I bought.
That's not a good start. I do have a bottle if you want to.
Searching for Pappy.
I can milk it for a few minutes.
Go ahead.
That's what the fans want. All right, guys. So Searching for Pappy, obviously there's our segment where we discuss what our finds are, whiskey finds are, in lieu of finding Pappy Van Winkle at MSRP. I was lucky enough this week to go into my local... Your hand up.
I got my hand raised. Local liquor hole.
Liquor hole, yeah. It's what is it called down here? Where did I go for that? Oh, ABC Liquor. Yeah, that's right. No, I'm going to Wally's in a few weeks.
That's your honey hole.
Yeah. So I went to ABC Liquor. It's a big store, mega store, like Total Wine, but just for Florida down here. And in their cabinet, liquor store has their cabinet that's locked. You can see in the glass lock.
Free cabinet.
Door, yeah. So in the cabinet was a 2025 Maker's Mark.
Cellar aged. Nice.
So I got it for $199 out the door. I think MSRP is like $165, $170 on it. So
yeah,
I figured it was worth it. I have the 24. I think you've tried the 24, right? I opened that when you were here. So the 25, I'm really happy I got that. It was just sitting there all by itself. There's no price tag on it. There's like a price tag next to it for like $29 for something else. And I brought it up to the desk. I'm like, I don't think this is $29, but I'll take it if it is. And I go, if it's under $200, I'll take it. And the guy's like, oh, $199. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm taking it.
He's like, let's see, what's under $200?
Yeah, exactly.
I can get this sucker for.
So that's a great bottle. That's like top of the line Makers annual release. So I'm really excited to try the 25. The 24, I still have 90% of that bottle left, and that was a real treat.
The Revenge and the Heart.
Oh, the Heart, yeah, Keeper's Heart. That's different. That's a single barrel.
Yeah.
They have like three or four of those a year.
Right.
But Maker's Mark Cellar.
That's nice.
Cellar Age. Let me see what the, the prices are anywhere between $160 and $200, I'm finding here. So I'm kind of right where I figured we would be. The $175. Here we go. $175 is the official MSRP. So it is 70% corn, 16% wheat, 14% malted barley. Officially 11 years old, but 13 and 14 year old. Bourbons are blended in it. That's a great age statement. And the proof is 112.9. And it was available September 5th through the 7th at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. That's when they previewed it. So exciting about that.
Very cool.
Yeah. What about you, man? What do you, would you,
I went to the Novi Party Store and, they had a few, picks that I tried. One is a Templeton rye and single barrel. This came in at 117.7 proof, but this is a cask strength single barrel. There's, I guess, the store owner, he split this barrel up between him and like three other stores. So it's
rye, he said.
Yeah, it's a Templeton rye. It's got a little hand selected by Michigan. So it's a only one in Michigan. Well, I think three other stores have it. So, and I tried it, and it's got a very good butterscotch flavor on it.
For a rye. Interesting.
For a rye. Yeah. Yeah. That's the first thing I tasted. I tasted it again, at Honey Camp, and it was still a very good rye. But you know, that initial note that I had that I remember just wasn't there, but
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. That's, if you're looking for anything, Templeton, They put out some pretty good ryes.
Yeah, I have the 10-year-old rye, which I think you got that bottle too, which I think is just a solid, like, it was like an $80 bottle, and it was, I'd buy it again. It was really nice. I still have 90% of it or 70% of it left. Nice. But yeah.
Yeah.
What else do you get?
Then I got a Woodford Reserve. It was another barrel pick, double oaked.
Oh, you love those. Those are classic.
Yeah, so it was one of the double oaked Woodford Reserve. And they have another one that was a Woodford Reserve barrel strength. And it was 110. Yeah, it was 110.
Oh, proof. Single barrel.
Single barrel.
Hmm.
But the double oak was also the first one in Michigan to be, I think barrel strength. I don't know. I got to find the bottle again.
I'd be interested in that. Yeah, because I've never seen a barrel strength double.
Yeah, this is the first in Michigan, I guess. So, let's see. And then I picked up another one. I got to think about the third one I got. I'm not sure what it was. See, you know, that's it. You know, I get, and now, like I've said before, when I bring the bottles home, they all have to go in my basement in a box because I don't have a shelf. So
let's see. You sent me a picture. It wasn't the new Riff. It wasn't the Rebel. It wasn't the old Oak. Okay.
No, I got to remember. It was another one. Fudge.
That's all right. Those are good ones,
I'll think about it.
Yeah, we'll get back to the end of the podcast. Everybody will be waiting on there.
I'd be like, hey, what's this?
Yeah. Random. Well, I was searching for Pappy, some good bottles. Oh.
Yeah. Well, by the way, it looks like Jasmine was back at the Novi Party Store.
Oh, from
Bardstown?
Bardstown. Yes.
Yeah, she was there, and we were not.
Well, that's a good transition. Where were you, Steve?
So, deer hunting opening day.
In Michigan.
2025 was on Saturday.
November 15th.
November 15th, yeah. So went up for the annual trek up north into deer camp.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, no one in the camp got lucky this year with a deer.
I was going to say, did they get a deer?
So it's, you know, we go up there Friday morning, we go shopping, get all the food, and put out all of our cameras, although trail cams were put out way long before, but I do bring up this really neat live video system where I transmit across the fields live video of one of our hunting places there in the woods, spots. Which is kind of neat. You get to, you know,
live
monitor it all night long.
Oh.
It's kind of cool.
I bet that's better than any movie you guys were watching.
Yeah, everyone's looking out. Oh, hey, there's a raccoon there.
Uh-oh, a squirrel.
Porcupine.
Oh, red bastard.
Oh, that's a rabbit. But, you know, no deer come out there, and sometimes bears and bobcats. I did see a bobcat.
Oh, really?
In my blind, yeah. Bobcat. A
couple feet.
It was medium small to large. It was a good-sized cat.
It's had some pheasants, huh?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But did see a bobcat. That was kind of cool to see up in northern Michigan. Yeah,
they're pretty skittish of humans, though.
Very skittish, yeah.
Okay, so
other than that, yeah, we had a bunch of bourbon there.
Yeah,
so
let's get into the good
talk
stuff.
Talk about... what should you bring to hunting camp?
Yes,
we say this every year, right? And this year I kind of expanded the palate a little bit.
Yes.
Actually, my other brother brought a few bottles as well. So.
Oh, he did. Was that in the I know there's a picture of that going around the internet. Well, I got
to
get on.
Yeah, I'd like to recap some of that. So I brought up, so you got to bring, depending on how many guys are at your camp, right? You got to bring up a variety of juices that people are going to enjoy, but not the ones that you want to empty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. You want to bring up something that you don't mind finishing, or, you know, you don't mind it being gone.
Oh.
Right? So all the ones that I have here, that I brought up, are ones, okay, I wouldn't care if we finished off this bottle.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you bring?
And then some of them I knew we wouldn't. So it's like, so first off, I had the Templeton Rye that I just got.
The single barrel, yeah.
That was one. And I'm not going to put these in any particular order, and I'll tell you, the order in which I ranked them anyways.
Well, maybe you can tell us, like, when you got there, what were the first one you tried and the order, or you maybe don't remember the order.
Are you kidding me,
okay,
dude?
Never mind. Yeah, go ahead.
Drinking like multiple,
you're like
night.
Double fist in it. Yeah, I gotcha.
No, it's. Yeah, and I poured our brother like twice as much as I would pour in my Glencairn because he just. He gulps it down just like swish it. You do a mouthwash.
Well, I got to get it all over my palate. I got to get it all over my mouth.
I know, but you don't have to switch it.
Well,
like,
how do
anyway.
I do it then? How do you do
it? No, you kind of suck it in and let it go over your tongue and or you don't got to have air into there. Anyway.
I don't know.
You
whatever.
Aerate it. Whatever.
Opens
I don't
it
mind
up.
You.
So anyway,
yeah, I love you.
So
brother,
I think you should take the mini Glencairn glass for you, like the 1.5 ounce. Then you give him a regular glass. Like, dude, look how much I'm drinking.
Yeah. No.
I like those
okay,
mini Glencairns.
Okay, I'll just list things. The Templeton Rye. Yep. We had some chicken cock, Kentucky Straight bourbon. Having chicken cock, it was only like the 90 proof.
Yeah,
ones.
That's like cat piss or whatever.
We had the New Riff single barrel.
Aight.
We had the Old Elk. Actually,
which one?
Shout out to Wally. This was Wally's pick. The Old Elk.
The weeded.
Yeah.
Or the sour mash. Let me look at the picture. You did send it to me.
I think it was the straight bourbon.
It is the Whiskey Willie's. Yeah. Yep, just the...
It's the straight bourbon.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if that's weeded bourbon whiskey. Straight, yep, you got it. Yep, that's 55.4.
Yep.
Nice, 110.8. Nice, how was that?
That was delicious. That was one of the top ones. And then we had some... my brother brought some Basil Hayden 10-year. And then I was reluctant. At the last minute, I put in the Jack Daniel's Heritage Barrel.
Nice. I saw that. I was like, outlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Outlier.
So it was. And then lastly, thanks to my brother, you also brought up the Rebel 10-year single barrel.
Isn't that the one that you got in?
Yeah, we were searching all over Kentucky
Lux
for.
You got it at the distillery.
We bought, I got it at Lux Row directly, yeah.
Yeah.
So out of those.
How'd you rank them?
I would say the top three would be the Jack Daniels, the Old Elk, and the Rebel 10.
No particular order, that order?
No particular order. New Riff and the Templeton came up. on the low end were, of course, the chicken cock and the basil Hayden, probably at the lowest. I never liked basil. You know, I thought for the 10-year it would be a little better, but it was still low proof. Yeah. It was still like, just you know, after it. Having these other ones,
oh yeah, you can't
feel like drinking Kool-Aid.
You got to drink that first. You got to have the worst first.
We did. In fact, we did, Gary. We did. I did pour the basil Hayden first. I'm like, I'm going to start you off, you know,
yeah, with the
smooth.
Yeah.
And then the chicken cock, and then we had, I think I did the old elk. I think we went back for the old elk the most.
Okay. Because I think it's probably the most balanced. I think the Jack Daniels is probably the best, but it's very sweet and very just like over the top, thick and rich, and just, it's more of like a great nightcap. But I do like that JD Heritage barrel. That's really nice.
Yeah, that's a great barrel. I know what I picked up. Jack Daniels. The third bottle I got last week was a Jack Daniels rye.
Okay, barrel strength.
Single barrel rye from Coy Warehouse or Rickhouse.
The one that Wally was commercial. Not Wally.
Kelvin.
Kelvin, thank you. Posting. Yeah.
So it doesn't say. By the way, you know that it's from the Coy Rickhouse because it has, you know, the Rickhouse number on it, which is number one.
Yeah, I have a Coy dash
bill. Number, which is the floor. Oh. So it doesn't say Coy on it, but you know, if you're,
it's the generic of the Coy Hill bottle.
Yeah, if you know your whiskeys, if you know your Tennessee whiskeys, you look for, you know, which Rickhouse it is, and it's like, oh boy, this is. Yeah, that was outstanding too. I did not take that with me though.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I did have a sample at the store though. So.
All right, cool, dude. Well, so Hunting Camp overall, what do you think? Give it a 3.5 this year out of a 5.
For the whiskeys, the bourbon,
whiskey, hunting experience, all of it.
You know, I just have to downgrade it a little bit because I did get sick, so. I got under the weather a little bit on opening day that night. I just felt bad. And the next night I had less whiskey. And I think the third night I was just like, I better not have any whiskey because.
Oh boy. So you had too much whiskey.
I had a rough night. I tell you, one of those nights. Yeah. It was rough.
Yeah.
Getting better though. So, I mean, I drank, you know, about a gallon of orange juice, you know, get that vitamin C in me. So.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Well. So yeah. Out of 5, I would say 3.5 out of 5.
Okay. Well, if you got the big old buck, that'd be a fiver.
We're missing you, Gary, though.
So. Oh, whatever. So.
I think it might have been a 4.5 with you there, though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've done it a couple years ago. I was up there, and it was interesting.
It's just Hunting Camp, man. If you're not into it, you're not into it, man.
Well, I like the camaraderie and doing that, but I don't want to sleep in my tights on the 55 degrees on this little freaking pull out of a 1950 camper. I can go back to my own bed and sleep in my house I grew up in. Sorry. Like, I hated that. Like, I can't do that. I'm going to go back and I'll come back. I'll go there and I'll come back. So I want to get some sleep and I want to shower.
Yeah, our hunting camp is the fate of our hunting camp is going to be known in the next couple of years, maybe.
We'll see. It was like a nice, like, you know, a little loft, a little bathroom. You know,
guys, the Taj Mahal. It's like, I want to go on a JW Marriott.
I'm not asking all that. No. It's only, anyway.
All right. Anyway. Bring your perch with you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'll be coming. Going to improve the accommodations.
Oh, gosh.
What can I say?
It's what, what it means to everything. And, you know, the one thing that of course, you don't have bonfires in there because, you know, you don't want to. You don't want to change their environment. They're going to stay away from smoke and stuff. So that's. Yeah. That's the bad thing about it. You got to be somewhat, you know, conservative. And if you want the deer not to be spooked and quiet, have a good chance. But we did not have, we saw some deer. We saw some wildlife, but no keepers. So
do not kill baby. Not yet. Nor
season's not over.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks, Steve, for the update on whitetail firearm deer hunting season in Michigan. Hopefully, Jack, why is he showing me Fireball?
Oh, well, that's what you put in your coffee when you go out to blind in the morning.
Oh, boy. Anyway, thanks for the wrap-up, brother. Glad you had a good time. Well, you still have a couple weeks left here, so. All right. Shallow Thoughts. Again, this is a fast-growing segment of the podcast. It's fast. Very popular with the young kids on TikTok. In this segment, we discuss a topic or a scenario that the other one brings up, and we have not rehearsed these before we record, so we have no idea what the other what Steve is saying to me or what I'm saying to Steve. So I think we're gonna do maybe before Shallow Thoughts, real quick, let's just park on Thanksgiving. We didn't discuss that. So Thanksgiving coming up, right? This is coming out right before Thanksgiving. And we always get asked, you know, what bottle or what pour do you guys drink at Thanksgiving? What are you going to bring to the family get together? If I'm going to a Friendsgiving, what should I bring there? And I think it's obviously individually based on your how much you want to, you know, invest in it. But if you're like a real big whiskey drinker and know a lot about whiskey, then you have different levels, right? You have the level of like, you know, top level Pappy, BTAC, things that you may only want to share with yourself and the close friends who are whiskey drinkers really appreciate it. Or, you know, you don't care and you have so much money where it's not a big deal to you. You know, so if I was going to a family, so I'm going home this weekend, I'm going to see my brother Steve. We're going to record some new stuff together. So look forward to that in the next few podcasts. But I would suggest like an Eagle Rare 10, like with the, like that's something that's so
Eagle Rare. Yeah. That's a classic.
It's easy sipping or Elijah Craig barrel proof. You want something a little higher proof. Like that's again, kind of, you know, not breaking the bank 50 or five. Eagle Rare is what 50 now. Elijah Craig barrel proof is like 80, 90. So, those bottles would be something that I would recommend in terms of a bourbon, to share with the family, even like a Knob Creek, 12 year, a little less proof. But very well balanced, oak forward. If you really want to go and splurge, I would say no, not
like
splurge.
Like an allocated bottle.
No. I'm gonna reverse that. I'm gonna strike that. If I was doing a rye, I'd do like a Sazerac rye, because you can drink. Yeah, the 125.
Yeah.
I just got the 100. I got the 100 proof rye.
Oh wow.
I tried that this last weekend. Yeah, I had some people over for the football game. Matt was over. Really, it's really good. It's really good.
Good.
So those are the bottles I would suggest if you're kind of doing a family get together, something that everybody will enjoy. People who don't know anything about whiskey could still enjoy it. You feel you're not wasting it because it's not ultra, ultra expensive.
Yeah, and the thing is, you hand somebody some whiskey and, you know, it's like, yes, you do want them to try it neat. But at the same time, they're gonna be like, "Oh, that's burning! You know, it's burning down my throat."
So wine first or something.
Well, no, you probably want to give them a mixed drink first. Just get a simple old fashioned or something, or just put it on ice at least. You know, if that way they can still partake in, you know, your drinking enthusiasm, but. Of course, you want to keep it away from, you know, your drunk uncle, right? So
he passed away a few years ago.
Well, your other drunk uncle, then. Not our drunk uncle.
Oh, well.
Gosh.
Sorry, Bob.
Gosh.
Some dark humor there, guys. Some dark humor. Sorry about that.
All right.
Yeah. So those would be my suggestions. If you're going maybe to like a, if you're hanging out with like, your brother who you do a podcast with who really likes whiskey, then maybe you'll bring a bottle that's really nice just to share.
Yeah, then, you know, on the side saying, hey.
Exactly. You give all, top give
left,
everybody.
Top left and the right hand side cupboard.
No, then you put it in an unmarked container.
Yeah.
And then you only share with him. You guys are something
what's
your
this?
Bottles.
Oh, it's just, Jack Daniels. It's nothing special.
Yeah. You don't want this. That's why. All right, guys. So hopefully you guys are going to have a great Thanksgiving. Let us know what you are planning on sipping. And actually, to me, like the holidays, like a good scotch is good, or a good Irish whiskey, like a Macallan 15, Macallan 18, you know, if you really want to splurge. I think that's a good time to use those scotches maybe like a Redbreast 15 or a Redbreast 12 cast strength. Like, ooh, those are nice whiskeys to have around the holidays. So those would and you could find pretty much those anywhere if you want to pay the price. Obviously,
some of the Irish whiskeys.
Spots. Those are hard to find. The spots are a little bit harder to find.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I probably wouldn't bring my spots, but
yeah. All right. So yeah, anything else there, Steve, for the Thanksgiving recommendations?
Well, I mean, like things like Buffalo Trace, if you want to do mixed drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Elijah Craig. Yeah.
Elijah Craig, Woodford. Small batch.
Yeah. Woodford.
And keep it local. You know, it's like, if you can bring a bottle that tells a story, you know, like, hey, I met this guy at, you know, the local gas station, you know, and there's he told me to, you know, pick up this bottle, and it's, you know, like the Traverse City Whiskey Company, you know, it's got this holiday bottle. It's like, I don't know, you can if you can tell a story about how you got it, that's always kind of cool, because people tend to take other people's recommendations, like for things like this, and they kind of hype it up a little bit, and they told me this was like really, really good, and so, well, you can be the judge, right?
Right.
But
at least you have a starting point. You're not starting in the middle of the, you know, Lake Superior with like you have.
I got a lot of Penelope bottles that I could bring up too.
I know. I have so much Penelope. Thanks, guys.
And I'm looking at Rare Character, so I'm trying to.
Oh,
there's a lot of Rare Character barrels out there.
Yeah, the single barrels. We opened up one this weekend. The American whiskey? No, the bourbon we opened up. We had a little football watching party. Matt, you know, my friend Matt came over and we opened up a Rare Character. It was good. I think it had a little fox or something on it. That was really good.
Those are good. The foxes are just the bourbons.
Oh, I don't know which one it was. Yeah, those were good. Single barrel Rare Characters.
Yeah, and I got the Batch 04 Straight Rye Whiskey.
That's one we were... Oh, that's a new one. Yeah, the one we got in Kentucky was a different one, I think. Remember that one you got in Kentucky? Or that was that bottle?
No. That was the Fox. That was that was the bourbon.
Did you open it?
That was Batch 2, I think.
Have you opened it?
I didn't. I have not, no.
Okay. Yeah, they're good.
I just been tasting them.
Maybe bring that one up. Anyway. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe. Enjoy your friends and family. And tell them how much they mean to you and how much you love them, because you never know how many more opportunities you'll have to do that. So
yeah.
I don't know, holidays you can spend
how
together.
Good bourbon tastes with
when you're numb and you don't feel the pain of your brother beating you up when you were 5 years old. Anyway, different brother.
I digress.
Different brother. So let's move on to Shallow Thoughts. Again, we have topics here we're going to discuss that neither of us have heard before. Just kind of a general topic. I will give Steve a topic. He'll give me a topic that we can go back and forth and discuss with our shallow thoughts. Play on words, obviously.
Hit me,
goose. So with the holidays,
Shallow Thoughts with Gary and Steve.
Can you hear that music?
Very faintly. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. I see he's got to shut the door to his man cave where he's recording. So with the holidays coming up here, Thanksgiving, and then we have obviously, Christmas, Kwanzaa for those who celebrate, Hanukkah, New Year. I want to kind of circle back to deer hunting. I know it's a big thing for you, for my brothers and my dad.
Okay.
So, you know, it's interesting. You know, you sit out in the blind all day, all morning.
Should I pour myself a dram for this, or?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. You know, I'm eyeing that Jack Daniel's Heritage again. I'm going to try some of that.
That's nice. A little sippy sip.
All right, go ahead. Sitting
on
the blind.
Yeah, so you know, you're sitting on the blind, you sit there, and you know, you just wait and wait and wait and spend a lot of hours, you know, with nature. And you know, yeah, and my thought is, you know, you're sitting there planning to, you know, harvest a white-tailed deer for the sustenance, right?
Yeah.
Conservation, right? Overpopulation.
Yep.
my thought is, so you're sitting there thinking like, oh my gosh, hopefully something shows up. I've planned all year for this. I've, you know, put my cameras up. I got my feed pile out. I've driven 4 hours north. I've invested money, time, resources, energy, you know, for this moment, for these few days, right?
Yeah,
these few hours.
It, right?
Yeah. So you're totally invested into it. So my thought is, saying all that, right?
Yeah.
Do you think when you're sitting there waiting for the deer, that the deer is sitting there watching you wait for it?
Wait for it to attack me?
Do you think, yeah. What do you think the deer is thinking in those? I mean, that's my thought. Like, what do you think? Do you think the deer is the brain is so small? But let's say if the brain wasn't small in a deer and it actually had a human brain. And it could
Listen.
What do you think they would be thinking about watching you watch for them?
Listen, you can tell a mature deer, mature buck comes out or does not come out. I mean, they will, they've learned, and that's why they stuck around for so long. Mm. And they've got the big, you know, 10, 12 points on their head, on their antlers, is because they've learned from previous years and being, you know, in the wild for that
long,
right?
What to look for.
So they're the better thinkers, and they usually let the does and the yearlings go out first, right?
Sacrificial lambs.
It's sort of like that is, yeah. And then they may come by, but they, you know, it's whole dynamics, man. There's the rut. There is, you know, there's a second rut.
And explain to everybody what a rut is, Steve, for the listeners.
It's when the doe goes in heat,
and
the bucks run around. They're chasing the does in a rut for usually last, you know, 10 days or so. But that's when the does just run around and they're skittish as hell. And then the bucks could care less if, you know, they'll go right by you. So they don't
blinders,
care.
Got their blinders.
They're just
on.
Sniffing that does, you know what?
Yeah.
And they're just, they don't care what's going on. So they'll be running through the woods and everything, chasing those does all over you. And I've had bucks chase does like right in front of me.
Yeah. Ignore you.
Back and forth. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But they're not really thinking, Gary. I don't think they're, a lot of the deer are, you know, yearlings 2-3 years old. They don't
learning.
Have the.
Yeah.
The
they're
depth.
Learning. They're just reactionary and instinctual at that point.
Yeah.
But what if they could think?
Yeah, what if they could think?
Do you think they would
gosh.
Try to like to use their hoofs and kind of take you out, or would they just try to avoid you?
I think they would easily evade you, even though they may be hungry. Like a lot of the deer, they're not going to eat unless they're hungry. They'll go. They'll walk right by a feed pot. Well, you're not supposed to feed, by the way. But
depends on
if you
are.
Had any kind of
apple tree set up by your blind.
Apple trees falling from the tree.
Probably a cornfield.
They would walk right by those. They're not animals that are going to gorge themselves, you know. So, but they are extremely sensitive. They have an extremely sensitive nose.
Yes. And ears.
And ears, but nose first. Yeah.
Mm.
So they can smell you.
Mm-hmm. So you would.
I'm not giving you really shallow thoughts. I'm giving you just kind of like
random
biological
thoughts?
facts.
Well, that could be.
But no, I think, gosh, you know, what superpower could a deer have that would actually give them an advantage?
Well, they don't even need a superpower. They just have their horns, dude. They could just impale you. They could
run
fast. What
if their horns could shoot bullets? They just point their head down at you and go boom, boom.
Or
boom.
Laser beams.
Laser beam would be awesome.
Well,
wouldn't that be
deer,
awesome?
Well, some deer do have
like
superpowers. Yeah, they can fly.
They can fly.
Reindeer can fly. Ah.
What if Rudolph's nose was actually a laser, and he just had to,
well,
point it at you, and the laser would go off, and you'd be sliced in two.
Well, my issue with that would be, yeah, that would suck. But what about all the pilots, you know, when they're delivering gifts on Christmas Eve? What about all the pilots that can see the laser through?
He could control it, though.
Oh, okay. It's not like
just
the
like he could control
light.
His nose in the end, right?
E.T., you said?
No, he could control his
nose.
He
said E.T. I was like, where did
E.T. control? No. I haven't drinking that much yet.
Well, it was me probably, but all right. Well, that's a shallow thought, right? Mm. If deer could think, they would still evade you, obviously, because yep. they have the, you know, just the instinctual.
If you were in the mind of a deer, you would know what to look out for. You would easily evade, like hunting blinds and stuff like that.
Yeah, what do these guys think they're doing?
I mean, that's why you have to go in camouflage. And a lot of times these tree stands, they're, you know, you dress in camouflage.
You got to hide out.
You hide it, you know, in the middle of the trees. And some of these hunters, you cannot really see. Even humans are, it's hard to pick out.
Yeah. Well, there are accidents too. You know, people do get shot during hunting season up there.
That tree's moving. Let's shoot it and find out.
Hey, you get enough whiskey and you know, guys are being guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have a shallow thought, Steve?
I have a shallow thought. Well, I was thinking about superpowers and I kind of, maybe that's why I was bringing up superpowers of deers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could be invisible for a day, what would you do?
Rob a bank? I don't know. I haven't thought about that one. Invisible. I'd probably try to figure out
how to... Go in the girls' locker room?
No. No. I have the internet.
Okay.
They put cameras in the lady toilets like Borat. I don't know. That's a tough one. I'd probably, like helping people, you know, it'd be kind of cool. Like, you know, if they're falling, like catching, you know, like things like that, scenarios where, or like, stopping like, bad things from happening. You know, if you're like kind of there, people can't see like robberies or something like, you know, I don't know.
Oh
like,
yeah. Be a superhero.
Yeah.
That
just kind of, you know, cause people couldn't see you, just kind of
prevents crime.
Yeah. Or become financially wealthy by stealing stuff that they stole. Steal it from them, you know, after they stole it. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, but then you would be holding the contraband.
Well, no, but then you have somebody like Uncle Rico knows how to launder it. So I don't know. I think, you know, just I'd have to do some more thought on that. Right now it's shallow thought. So probably
pretty shallow. Or if you had, you know, if you could do one superpower for one day, what would it be? Besides,
I think I've told you this. I think growing up was always speedy, flying like Superman. Flying. I always wanted to fly, but now that I'm older, I'd want to read people's minds, like know what they're thinking, and also be able to manipulate it.
Wow.
Yeah, I love psychology and psychiatry. It's very interesting to me. Sociology. The puppet master. Well, just, you know, like people who just drive and driving, right? You go to work every day, like. Nobody uses their blinker. People are switching. Like,
you want to reach out your hand, your long hand,
yeah, like
what a 30-foot hand, and then slaps him in the face.
I want to be able to, like, what was his name from Patrick Stewart from Cerebro or whatever his name. That's the other guy, Ian McClellan from X-Men. Right? He could get in people's minds. I just want to know what you're thinking when that's happening. What's going on in your car? What are you thinking? They're probably no thought. They're probably not thinking.
Yeah, it's
at
probably
all.
Like
they're probably on their phone, probably doing their makeup.
The stove on?
Yeah, now I want to be like just kind of like
can I pay
you
my
know,
Netflix.
Just like
my Netflix bill.
Give a little finger in the head to the thought of ding. Oh, I need to put my blinker on. I'm turning. That's it. That's it. Just
I don't know. That's pretty shallow.
It is exactly. But I want to understand what people are thinking when they make dumb choices or dumb decisions.
I guess
in the world.
You know what's. What's a bigger thought than, I guess, well, control is I guess,
I want them
thought
to,
after.
I just want to kind of influence them. I don't want to, like, control them. Like, that's weird. I just want to, like, hey, do you think about this? Because maybe they're probably not thinking about it.
Yeah, but that's, but you only have one day of this superpower.
Yeah. Oh, I could make a world a lot better place. Like people who are in power? People who are in power? Yeah. Heck yeah. Let's give all these trillions of dollars to this right here.
Oh, well, if you could control that, you would walk it.
You influence them. It's an influence. It's not control. So it's just kind of like, you know, you have this good angel, the bad angel, and they're kind of going back and forth. Oh, what should I do? What should I do? Like, a little more over here. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Just kind of like a guardian angel almost of good conscience.
That's a conscious thought right there, man.
Wow, what about man. What about you?
I mean,
superpower. Let's do that one.
I mean, teleporting. Let's see. What other superpowers you have? You know, strength.
X-ray vision, laser vision.
Yeah, X-ray vision. Looking in people's minds. You know, visibility, I guess, is one of them. Yeah. Shrinking yourself to be really small.
Real big.
Or real big. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think flying would be pretty awesome.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Teleporting, you really couldn't do much. You could, but...
time traveler? That could be a superpower.
I don't know if that would be a superpower, though, would it?
Well, the one in... what's his name? The guy that... in the Avengers. He was... Didn't he try... The guy with the...
Oh,
Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch. That
character. Oh, yeah. He just went into parallel worlds, though.
I thought he went back in time, though, didn't he? I don't know about my Avengers and...
anyway, there's a lot to pick from, but if something today that would I would benefit me, I guess, would be having, you know, controls people's actions with your thoughts. You know, read people's minds. I think that would be something like I could use
to your advantage
to my advantage on a daily basis.
Who wouldn't say that?
I mean, but it's a, okay, maybe it's more of a practical superpower, right? Read people's minds, but then also to influence their,
right.
But if you could read their mind, you could actually, use that to your advantage to produce a different outcome in your relationship with them, right? Yep,
you know how to interact with them.
Okay.
Mel Gibson movie, like the What Do Women Want? Remember that? How you could hear all the
thoughts? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Get out of my head.
That was a good movie. That was a classic. Anyway, interesting topics. Hopefully everybody enjoyed that segment of
What Would Be Your Superpower?
With Gary and Steve.
Yeah.
Poop my pants.
Comment. Give us some likes and tell us what your superpower would be.
Yes. And also, Amazon store for the holidays. It's booming. Business is booming. So booming. So just Google us. Search for us. The Real Bourbon Bros Podcast on Amazon. We have a bunch of holiday style shirts out there. Sweatshirts, t-shirts, long sleeves, tanks, all that. So... follow us on social media, you know, all the usual places, TikTok, YouTube, X, Instagram, giddy up.
Enjoy.
Till next time, guys. We did that backwards. Oh, well, they got it. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you as well.